Welcome to the Breathing God podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Rodriguez. Today's podcast is for a few different types of people. If you're weary, if you're stressed, if you feel like you can't hear God, or maybe you're just really busy and distracted and your time with God isn't like it used to, or your heart feels distant right now and you're feeling dry and overwhelmed. Or honestly, even if none of those apply to you and you're doing great and you just want something that's going to even enhance your relationship with Him even more, listen to this podcast today, because it isn't just for the weary ones. Because when we're doing well, those are the times we need to let these seeds come into our heart, so that later, when we do go through something hard, we have fruit to eat from. I want to say quickly that I am actually using my phone today instead of my professional little microphone. And so hopefully I will not make too much noise, because I'm literally just sitting here holding it, sitting at my desk. So I have a lot of scriptures that we're going to talk about today as well. But I want to say this: if you're able right now, sit, listen, not just with your ears, listen with your heart. Get comfortable for this next little while and open your heart to the Lord. And I pray right now, Father, that you would give me the words to say, that you would lead our time, that every person listening would tune into the reality of your presence and hear from your heart, that they would know, that they would be so convinced of your love for them by the end of this podcast or in the middle of this podcast, but that they would encounter you. This isn't about me, Lord. This is about you wanting to say something to encourage the heart of your beloved today. So have your way in Jesus' name. First of all, I want to say that if you are feeling shame or even frustration about your prayer time or your relationship with the Lord, you know, whether you're feeling anxious or you're in a really hard season or you're physically dealing with things and you're just dealing with doubt and unbelief, whatever it is, take a deep breath and let it go. You are here today. You're here right now because the Holy Spirit has heard the cry of your heart and He has led you here. You're listening because the Lord knows your heart. You're listening because you know that He's the answer. I want to start out by reading a scripture that I know you've probably heard the story. And if you haven't, I'll just give you the cliff notes, which is Jezebel. So we're going to read from 1 Kings 19. And Jezebel is coming after Elijah. And Elijah is freaking out. I mean, this man who has just done and seen so many powerful things, he's freaking out. I mean, he is in the flesh. And so he's running away. And I mean, he gets depressed, like seriously depressed. And in he starts out in verse 4. He says, "It's enough now, Lord, take my life, for I'm no better than my fathers." And he's just, I mean, going into this big pity party. He's fallen asleep. He's sleeping because he's depressed. And angel comes and gives him food. And then, you know, he's told to go to the Mount Horeb. And so he does it and he goes and he's traveling for 40 days. And, you know, I just have to think about the fact that 40 days, I mean, that's quite a long time to go walking to a mountain. I mean, that is a long time, 40 days. And it doesn't say anything in the Bible about in that 40 days that he had any type of encouragement from the Lord at all. And so then he gets to a cave And God's like, what are you doing here? And he starts complaining again. I've been zealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel. And he's going on and on and on. I alone am left and they're trying to kill me too. And it's interesting because God never replies to his self-pity. He never replies to his self-pity. He's not like, oh, you poor little thing. You know, I mean, here Elijah's so stressed out and feeling alone. And God says to him, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. Go and stand on the mountain before the Lord. He doesn't respond to his self-pity. He tells him, come away and be with me. And then, you know, most of us know the story that there's these huge winds that are literally like breaking rock and there's earthquake and there's fire. I mean, think about actually being alone on a mountain and rocks are falling everywhere and you're like in this little cave and you're freaking out because, you know, God tells you to come here and now you're like, great, well, I guess I'm going to have my prayer answered. I guess I'm going to die because the rocks are falling down. Oh my gosh, there's an earthquake and the wind is whipping around and there's fire. Now there's fire. Like, could it get any worse? And then all of a sudden, after all of that stops, there's this still small voice. And it says in verse 13, so it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And then God comes to him again and asks him the same question that he's already asked him. What are you doing? And he responds the same way, talking about what he's done and how he's done what God told him and how he's the only one left now and he's all alone. And I mean, the truth is he wasn't alone. If you continue to read verse chapter 20, you'll see he actually wasn't alone. God's like, no, I actually have I've reserved 7,000 in Israel whose knee won't bow to Baal. You know, like he's telling him, I'm going to give you instructions, but I need you to get up. I need you to get your mind off of you and look at me. Yes, there is chaos. But keep standing. Keep waiting. I'm here. I'm here in the stillness. I will speak to you in the still small voice. Come away and be with me. I'm right here. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. You know, I've said this so many times. I probably say this in most of my podcast episodes lately, but I love Psalm 18:11, where it talks about how God wraps himself in darkness. And I remember, I don't even know when it was, but I just remember having this encounter with the Lord one time, reading this verse, and he said, Gretchen, the reason I wrap myself in darkness is so that I can come and sit alongside of you in the darkness. I can be with you in your deepest pain. I can be with you. And just when the enemy doesn't recognize me and he doesn't even know I'm there, all of a sudden, bam, I explode with the brightness of my glory and I change things. But God loves us and he sits alongside of us in our darkness. And I just think that's so beautiful. And then in verse 16 of that same chapter, it says that he rescued me from the mighty waters and drew me to himself. This is what it's about, you guys. Every rescue, every breakthrough, everything we need to live in power, victory, joy, and peace is found in him. He draws us to himself so that we remember who he is and who we are. You know, we feel defeated and anxious and fearful when we're focused on ourself, when we're focused on our situations. we don't get the breakthrough we need when we're so consumed with what's going on in our life. And what does that mean? You know, like, okay, what do we do when we're faced with really hard stuff? Because we are all faced with really hard stuff. How do we get our minds back on Him? How do we get free from overthinking and fear? Like I've told you guys so many times, I can be the queen of overthinking, of looping, of being stuck. I get stuck in stressful thoughts when I'm going through something. I want to say we are all growing, right? We are all on this journey together. And I have learned that when I'm overthinking, when I'm in fear, one of the first things I need to do is acknowledge what I'm feeling. So first, acknowledge what you're feeling. Are you scared? Are you disappointed? Are you angry? What are you scared of? Name it. Tell the Lord what you feel, and then invite Him into that emotion. Invite Him into it. He wants to sit there with you in it so that He can heal you at the root level of what's causing this. Even if you just feel apathetic, even if you feel distant from God, tell Him that too. Say it. You're not going to shock Him by what you feel. He's not going to get overwhelmed by your emotions or your confessions. He's not going to be shocked. This is where we begin to get free and healed. When we go, okay, hold on. I am even numbing, you know, like sometimes, you know, I know people who when they go through a lot of really hard things, they'll just sit and watch TV for hours. And I'm not trying to criticize people who sit and watch TV for hours. I do it too sometimes, but you may, you know, everybody expresses stress in different ways, or they, I don't know if expresses is the word, but you know, how you may be acting is not the way that I act. But the point is to notice when you're triggered, to notice when you're upset, to notice when these things are happening, and then go, okay, hold on. I'm saying these things. I'm being short with this person. I'm this, I'm that. Okay, you know what? Yeah, I've been feeling distracted lately, or I've been feeling a lot of fear lately, or I'm angry about this situation. Acknowledge it. Acknowledge it, and then come to Him. You know, we don't dwell on the negativity. That dwelling on what we're feeling isn't going to heal us, right? We're not going to dwell on it. We're not going to dwell on what's wrong. We come to Him with what we are feeling, with what we are experiencing. We come to the one who is peace, who is the wisdom we need, who is the healing, who is the one who heals us physically, spiritually, mentally, heals the traumas, sets us free. You know, He knows that our faith gets tried. He knows we have an enemy. He knows we get distracted. And I love this. I was just thinking about this the other day, that when Jesus sat with His disciples at the Last Supper, He knew their faith was about to be shaken by His death. And He tells them, hold the bread, hold the wine. And when you do this, remember Me. This is My body and blood. And I'm not going to do a teaching on communion right now, just a little inserting this quickly, but focusing on the do this in remembrance of Me part. Yes, remember Me, He says. Hold the bread and the wine and remember Me. I am sustenance and joy. Remember Me. Remember My love and My power. Remember how I overcame death. Remember. He tells these people that He has spent so much time with, you're going to go through a really difficult moment. You might feel like the world has been stripped out from beneath your feet, but I want you to remember me, remember what I've done. I'm going to come back. You have to remember me. We forget. It's his love that casts out fear. We forget that sometimes. 1 John 4:18, right? Perfect love casts out fear. And sometimes we neglect the very thing that will make a difference in our lives. Being in the presence of love. Being in his love. Spending time with him. Loving him. And letting him love us. This is the answer. Being in his love. His love is the answer for everything. And if your prayer time is dry or you've neglected it, you know, don't allow shame to grip you. If you feel like you've lost the joy of your salvation, the joy of spending time with him, ask him to refresh you. Ask him. Ask him to give you the love to love him with. And then just be with him. No agenda, no religious to-do list. Well, I have to read this much of my Bible. I have to pray in tongues. I probably should worship for a while. Oh, wait, I worship, but I didn't praise. Let me get up and dance a little bit. Okay, hold on. Did I memorize some verses? No. Just be with him. Maybe pull up a good worship playlist, which I have one on my YouTube channel. For those of you who don't know, it's called the Worship Hub. And I mean, I have so much worship on that playlist. I move the songs around sometimes depending on what I'm listening to, so you might see it different every time. But usually the ones towards the top and the ones sometimes at the very bottom are the ones I like. So on my YouTube is Gretchen, I think it's just Gretchen Rodriguez, or it might be Gretchen Murray Rodriguez, which is Gretchen M-U-R-E Rodriguez on YouTube. But pull up a good worship playlist, songs to him, not songs about, and I was doing so bad and I don't know where you went, but I will stand. Not that kind of song. Songs about his love. Songs that pour out worship. Just sit. Let love songs pour out of your heart. Spend a day or a few days just remembering his love. Get your focus off of you. Stay centered in his love. Let the beauty of his love be what draws you to him. Don't do it out of duty. Yes, we create good habits of spending time with him, but because we love him and we believe he loves us, and we let love become our habit, our holy obsession, our joy, right? And we don't just spend time with him when we're in need. I mean, honestly, I know that that is kind of normal for a lot of people. Like, oh, I haven't spent a lot of time with God and now I can tell, so I better get back to it. And then we do, because now we're in so much stress. But so it's not to shame anybody, but it's so much easier to tap into his voice and his presence when we live this way, instead of just coming when we are desperate for peace or wisdom or whatever. And again, like I said, it's not to shame us, but it's the truth. We're called to live in union with him, to recognize that we're one with him, to live in communion with the one who is in us. You know, we're not called to only know that he's in us, but we are called to also encourage others. But how can we encourage somebody if we're not living this way? And the more we get to know him, the more we get to know his love, the greater our sense of security and safety in this world. When we're convinced of his love, we aren't tormented by fear. Fear will come, but it's not going to hold any power over us because we've already been set free. Love's already set us free. Fear does come. We do go through things. It is the truth. And sometimes you can spend, you know, maybe you have spent the last year every day, multiple times a day, just being with him, and you are drenched in glory. And then all of a sudden something happens and you are devastated, and maybe all you can do is just close your eyes and just go, I love you. I don't feel you right now. I am so in my head, but I give you this situation. I'm scared. I feel alone. I'm whatever it is, you know, and I invite you, God, just come, just be with me. Just be with me. I don't know how to get through this, but my eyes are on you. My heart is on you. My mind feels distracted, but I love you. And I know you're here. And you just do that. And you do it over and over and over again until you get through that season. And you let him love you. Because when we know he loves us, we can trust him, even in the hard times. And we can hear him, and we can hear his instructions, we can hear his wisdom. You know, like the Lord told me many, many years ago, wisdom, you know, I saw wisdom like a dove. And he said, wisdom lands on a soul at rest. You know, sometimes, so many times we are begging God, speak to me, I don't know what to do, I need you to show me what to do, why aren't you talking to me? And it's because we're like that. You know, wah, 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 we're the chaos on the mountain like Elijah. We are our own earthquake. You know, we are our own internal earthquake. I don't know why you won't speak to me. Okay, shh, shh, be still and know. I mean, I was still and I didn't hear any. Shh, shh, come away, come away. Wisdom lands on a soul at rest. And sometimes when you've lived in a state of chaos for so long, it takes a little while of having consistent rest before you really start hearing him. Until you are at peace and you're okay, and then all of a sudden you hear him again. So my encouragement to you today is start by acknowledging what you've been feeling. Invite him into your emotions. Invite him into your situation, invite him into the stress, but then be willing to give everything to him. Be willing to give yourself permission to not stress today, to not stress this weekend or the rest of next week. Exchange the heaviness for what he has for you. We won't live in the fullness of what he has when we are always consumed with what's going on with the chaos in our lives. There's a higher way. This is the higher way to live remembering that he is not only with you, but in you. Remember me, he says. Remember me. He's in you. So don't just talk to yourself throughout the day, right? Talk to him and listen. Listen for that still small voice. And I also want to encourage you, if these things are resonating with you today and you are feeling stressed or you are feeling, you know, like your relationship with him is getting dry or you are just super stressed and anxious, I want to encourage you, read the Song of Songs or Song of Solomon, whatever you call it, in the Passion Translation specifically. That specific version is, man, it's so beautiful. Even if you don't know much about the Passion Translation, this specific book of the Bible in the Passion Translation is absolutely beautiful. And read it slowly. Read it with Holy Spirit. Don't try to just read the whole book in a day, you know? You don't even have to read a chapter in a day. Just read it slowly with Holy Spirit and pay attention. Do you notice a word or a phrase jumping out at you? Is it touching your heart? Focus on that. Lord, what are you saying to me in this? Why did my heart get a warm fuzzy and a good feeling when I read this part? What are you saying to me? And maybe get up earlier if you're not getting up early to spend time with him. You know, I just love Psalm 5, verse 3 in the Passion Translation. I think I just put this on my Instagram and Facebook a few days ago. It says, the scripture says, every morning I lay out the pieces of my life on the altar and wait for your fire to fall upon my heart. If you feel like that fire is dwindling, he wants to blow on it today. So get up, lay the pieces of your life on the altar, and sit with him. This is your heart. This is your relationship with him. This isn't about being right in the eyes of a pastor or a leader or a man or a friend. It's about you and God face to face every day. He loves you and he is drawing you to himself today. He's inviting all of us into a significant shift. He wants us to live free from the grip of fear by choosing him, by choosing to remember, by choosing to remain centered, safe, and secure in his love, no matter what comes. No matter if you feel weary or on fire for him right now, this is what makes a difference. And I pray that this has been a help to you, and if it has, I'd love for you to leave a review. I'd love for you to tell others. And I would love in your review for you to tell me, what is it that spoke to you today? What is God saying to you in this season of your life now? And if you're looking for, I've got lots of free content on YouTube. I created a 5-minute reset. There's like 30 something videos in there, where each video is just 5 minutes long, and I'm reading to you or praying for you or leading you in an encounter. So that's called the 5-minute reset. And I think you could find my YouTube link on my website if you're not sure where that is. So you can go to GretchenRodriguez.com. Anyway, love you guys, and I hope this has been a huge blessing to you. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining me on the Breathing God podcast. If this show has ministered to you, please consider leaving a review right here. And if you think the podcast will bless someone else, please share it. You can find help for anxiety, sign up for my newsletter, and find lots of other goodies on my website, GretchenRodriguez.com.